Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys, it's Carly. Oh my God. Okay, it's the 12th of July, and hi, I hope everyone had a good weekend. I did. I finally got caught up with some of my shows, not all my shows, because you guys, if I got caught up with all my shows, that would be like a freaking miracle, because I have not, you know what I mean, I try to be good and get caught up with all my shows, and I watched Days of Alive live today. Well, not live. My TiVo did that. I came home and watched it. And bam, damn. Oh, my gosh. I want to talk about that. B&B. All the soaps. All the other soaps that we need to talk about. Goods. I mean, it's going to be a really good show, and then toward the end of this show, I want to do something really special. I will let you guys know about it. And there's a couple of announcements when everyone gets here. I will be making. Oh, happy birthday to Michael Cerlito, ex-fame General Hospital. He played Juan. He's Rebecca Hurst's husband. Okay, I know I just screwed that up somehow, but I hope everyone knows what I'm talking about. Well, I have no clue where my co-host is, and so is this me? So while we are waiting, I guess I will play a song. Let's see, what song should I play? Well, I'm going to play a little Dog Tree. Here you go, you guys. everyone. It's Carly back. How did you like the songs? Let me know what you think, because really, I think there's a lot of soap couples right now all holding out for a hero. Because I just think it's important to hold out for a hero. For like Zayton and Liz, Nick and Phyllis, so many other couples that I could say. Because I love couples. And I'm waiting for all my goods to call in. Sully hasn't called in yet. Bruce hasn't called in. I don't know where the hell my freaking co-host is. So, so that's what's happening with me. So, I'm just waiting and praying for people. Oh, thanks, Dallas. So everyone, how was your weekend? Did you guys do anything fun? I caught up on my sleep. What was I gonna say? I stayed home most of the weekend, but I did. I did stay home the whole weekend. Where did I? Yeah, I did. I can't even think right now. Bridget! Call in, Bridget! So, yeah, we are missing Sully. We are missing, my little co-host. And, my big co-host. I hope that came out right. I really hope that came out right. Really, I just, hope that came out right. Okay, and I will be getting my own website, you guys. This really nice lady Beth is going to do it for me, and is going to have everything that we want in a website, a rant room, everything. You know, we are gonna have sections for the couples. And, let's see. It's going to be a very good, interesting night. And, we have a new person in this album. Hi, Tess B113. Hey. Test 1313, if you want to call in and chat with me and talk to me, you're more than welcome, because, I'm the funniest person in America. No, I'm not, actually. But I could fake it. No, let's see, I'm really angry about a couple of my soaps because they very disappointed me this weekend. And, you know, it was like a disappointing. Okay. So everyone, Stucky, do you have any good little thing that you want to say that I can pass it on to everyone? Anything? So yeah, so yeah, I mean, I'm pissed off at Y&R, and Y&R and B&B and, let's see, well, I've been pissed off at General Hospital for a while, and let's see what else other soaps I'm pissed off at. I'm kind of liking, One Life to Live. If you only have one life to live, okay, I know it, but I'm just, you know, I should do stand-up really, you guys. I am funny. Let's see. There are so many things I want to talk about tonight. And tonight, okay, I gotta stop singing. Yeah, it's strange. I hope Sully's okay. And I know business is accounted for. So, yeah. Oh, Jason lied to Sam today. Ha, ha, ha! Okay. Test 13B. I don't know where you are on the Jason and Liz Jason fund. Type it in the chat room or call me and tell me how you feel. The number, you guys, is 347-850-8721. And so, yeah, oh, and we are going to have a very special guest next week. The people that won We Love Soaps are going to come on, and I cannot wait to talk to those guys. Hi, Wazoo Damien, if you're listening. Hi, you guys. I cannot wait to talk to you next week. I read you guys this article because they were walking. Walking. Did I just say that? Yeah. So, and then, I told you about the website. But no, in Stucky, Dallas Stucky, you can be a part of the website too, because I'm going to want your opinion, Stucky. Your opinion matters. Everyone's opinion matters. Well, except for Stefano DeMille. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to play another song because I don't know, because I can. And, yep, and here it goes.
We're not gonna take it.
Yay! I get my first call of the night. Bridget.
Hi, Carly.
Aren't you funny? Yeah. it's weird because Sully says he wasn't leaving until Wednesday. Remember, she's going on.
I know, but she might have had other things to do. We all have our lives. Can't be here all the time.
Yes, you guys can. You guys need to be healed 24. No, I didn't say that. Let's see. What? Yeah, I'm. Oh, okay. I go. Test at 13. I can take or leave Jason. Not really a Jason Sam fan. Not a fan of Jason and Liz either. Wow. Well, Tessa, I brave you for your brave activity to not care either way. I mean, you know, I haven't seen the scenes today, but I'm just so happy that Jason lied to Sam. That's going to be one of the downfalls that breaks them up, I think.
Yeah, but she lies to him, too, about letting Franco go, too, this week.
Well,
so.
I know, so it will be lie.
Yeah.
And then, I think it's going to be very interesting to watch. This, like, the date of our life thing today, did you see it yet?
Yeah, I watched it earlier.
Oh, my God. You know what? I know a lot of people don't like Nicole, but okay, come on, EZ. Nicole's molded to have copies of the tape.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Nicole wasn't born yesterday. Oh, Philly is on. Hello. Hi.
Hi, you guys.
Oh.
It's Talia.
Oh, Talia. Like I told Talia about the night, I guess, Philly. Area code and Talia and Silly area code mix up all the time. Hey, Talia.
I know.
Hi. Yes, you missed me being funny for like 20 minutes. Because no one was calling, so I was really improvising. Did you watch Days of a Life, Talia? I don't remember.
I did, but then I stopped watching it. Like, I didn't stop watching because it was bad or anything. I just stopped watching it for some reason.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just talking about the fact that Nicole has EJ. Why? Well, I kind of want, EJ to be, because EJ I cannot stand. I don't like EJ. EJ needs to go away and never come back.
Yeah, but oh, Nicole better watch her step, because Stefano gets wind of this and she's going to end up with the fishes here pretty soon if she don't watch it.
Yeah, but remember what she said.
Well, yeah, but you know Stefano, though. He can get around
yeah,
that.
Too.
Look, he went in, got that gal's paperwork, the lawyers, to get the proof from her.
Okay.
I wouldn't be messing with the frickin' Damiras. Smart as she thinks she is.
Well, but you know what, I think Stefano is sort of busy right now with the whole hooker from his past.
Yeah, but he is involved with Sydney kidnapping as EJ is, so he has a lot to lose, too, because he lied and lied and lied, too.
I'm going to bring on another call. So let me bring... Hello?
Hello?
Okay, where in the fuck have you been?
You know what? Excuse me, but I was, like, had something important to do, and that was much more important than the talk show.
That's what I told her, too, Terry. I said,
sorry, okay? Excuse me.
No. You said, don't worry, don't text me, no. Anything, I will be here at 8 o'clock tonight morning.
You know what? I am so fed up.
You know, in the past week, you've been doing this. You've been doing this for that
so fed up. You have lost your co-host. Bye.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, you can talk, please. Yes, he's pissed off at me. Okay. She is pissed off at me. Oh, well. Let her be pissed off at me. I'm pissed off at her, too. So, it's a two-way street. Yes, you guys, if you're tuning in, yes, that was Terry. We just got in a fight on air. Anyone wants to comment on that, call 347-850-8721. Talia, you were really quiet.
Oh, no, I'm trying to figure out something. That's why.
Okay. Cast of Cards. I only watched the eighth, but pay attention to the members of email trade of the ABC soaps. Oh, that's good. You know, I wish people would not text me during my soap, but that's okay. So, yeah, now that I've lost a co-host, that is hilarious. What? You were only looking. About what? So, what, Dallas? What was I only looking about? Okay. Brisa, did you see any other soap today? I haven't seen Wire at all, but I'm still crying from the night before.
No, I'm watching them now on SoapNet. I'm trying to get everything organized on my last week off before summer school, so I've been trying to get everything done.
I'm surprised you didn't have that. How are the books coming? Did you finish the one you were reading? And
yeah.
Were you good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, that's good.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, Talia, come up with some fun, bright, good ideas for our new website, which will be up by in a month. I'm having someone do it, and no, it's not you two. I'm not that dumb. But I want it to be cool. I want it to be, you know, every soap, everything. And if you guys, I thought about doing a ranting room. If anyone just wants to come and rant, and whatever they say is fine, you know, I thought about that, and I thought about just having the soaps and the primetime shows, and we are going to be having two country stars on here in September.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought the website idea might go a long way because, you know, we need a website that is for all fans, and I don't think there are zombos out there, but you guys, they are overeaten by Zaytam fans, and I'm getting sick of it. I mean, World to Nowhere used to be a really good site. I don't think it's
They're all negative. They all every positive post on RTN, there is 20 negative ones because it gets tiresome listening to the same people bitch and moan, and they're not even watching this show. I'm not watching it live, but at least I'm YouTubing it. So if they're not watching, I don't think they have a right to bitch.
Exactly.
If they're not watching the damn show, then you shouldn't be griping at all. They're reading transcripts. I'm sorry, you can read all the transcripts you want, but the real live thing and actually seeing it is way better than reading the stupid transcripts.
Right.
Because you can't really get an informed opinion reading it. You got to watch the body language and how it's performed. People need to get need to step away from the damn website and get a grip, or just get off because they've run so many good posters on that site. It's unbelievable.
I totally agree with you.
They're negative bullshit. I'm so tired of listening to certain ones type and even the spoiler gap. They talk about a spoiler like it's gospel. Oh, it's going to happen. We're going to block it out.
But half of the time the spoiler that they put on there never comes true.
Well, yeah. They're caught
that never sees, the light of day.
99% of those spoilers are nothing but a grain of salt. But they take them as gospel, and they just groan and gripe and moan and cry about it, and they aren't even coming about. They just need to get a grip. Some of these people just need to go away and get a life and quit trying to down everybody else out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because You know, like, I mean, you know, it's funny because that's why I wanted to do this website, because of this. I have a problem when all these websites are cutting and pasting from DD. That's exactly what they are doing. They are cutting and pasting from the double den.
Yeah.
I mean,
or wherever else they can get spoilers
from.
Well,
I'm sorry. Maybe that was the wrong thing to say, but I believe a lot of cutting and pasting has been made. That's why I want to do a bowl that is positive, great, because we all know that late long coming. We all know that the sink, late side or whatever you want to call it, is almost done. We know. We can see it on the screen. So the people that are reading the recaps, you cannot, read a recap. You cannot, reading the recap to me, you cannot tell what is really going on until you actually watch it. You can just watch it.
Yeah.
And then you can see what I mean, because there's emotion, there's brother. And that's why, you know, when people say blackout, okay, number one, I think the blackout, yeah, that might help. But I just think with the way RTN, you know, some people are so negative on there. And even I know a lot of people don't go over to Raids on Filing anymore website because that is so negative too. I mean, how much do we have to hear day in and day out that Lisa Willis was a pet along with Kelly Monaco? I mean...
Well, and the thing is, we give the same... At the end of the day, they're just a character. It's just a flippin' show. We need to separate between the show and real life. Why are they giving the Sam and Chemo the power? I'm sorry.
Right.
She's just a second-rate actress. They're back-burning. You hardly see her.
Yeah,
so
like 3 minutes.
Why give her all the flipping power? She has no power. If she had the power, she'd be on in every flipping scene with Jason now. And she's not.
But, you know, they try that. They did try that for a long time, and it never worked. I mean, you know, it's kind of nice not seeing her in every scene, like...
Well, yeah, and all these people are giving her too much power, and she's...
You know, it was funny. I don't know if you guys saw the scene last Friday or week Friday when they had that family dinner at Alexis' house. It wasn't like Sam and Sunny were interacting. Yeah, they were in the same room. But
well, he never even spoke to her. He spoke to everybody but her.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not the only one that saw that, right? That wasn't this.
No, he didn't acknowledge her.
Yeah. And, you know, I was watching the whole Nicholas and Sully and this thing, and when Sully was talking about the guy, I know it was referring to Jason, not Lucky.
Well, yeah, but technically, we all were thinking that, but it was about Nick and Lucky because of her situation now.
Yeah.
Shirley had no idea about Jason. She was talking about Lucky and Nick now because she has no clue about Jason.
Oh, because I saw when she said about
she might have said, I don't think Elizabeth really taught. She mentioned Jason once, but she never got into the whole gist of the relationship.
This one,
what Shirley was talking about is what she's going on with now with Lucky and Nick. With brothers, because she was with her husband and his best friend.
Okay.
So all hoped it would be about liaison, but it wasn't. It was about what she's dealing with now.
Okay, well, I just saw because...
But it could have been, if Jason was in the picture, it could have been...
No, yes,
been
I guess...
Jason in
well,
that,
because
it is like their relationship.
Yeah, well, this, for me, I cannot put Liz and Lucky in the night, like, Lucky so generous, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Nick, that was, I don't see both of them like as, I mean, yeah, Nick was generous with Emily and all that, but now I don't see Nick as generous, and I see Lucky as, I don't want to say he's an out-and-out abuser, but when he called Elizabeth out with that Lucky, I mean, Nick thing, that was just totally... So I don't see him as like a nice savior. Lucky.
He's starting to like, you know, be okay. Actually, like, you know, he's like okay now. But I mean, yeah.
I guess for me, I can just never forget how he spoke to Elizabeth that way, and you know, and Spinelli and Maxie woke up on Friday. I haven't seen it yet. I don't want to see it yet. I'm not ready to see it yet. And I'm just thinking, oh, well, Maxie is back with the well. Maxie had Lucky, Matt, and Franco in a way. You know, and I mean, my own opinion, I don't care if Dante left and never came back. Dante just annoyed me some days. It's like... You know, he's just, I don't know, maybe he's been annoying me.
I don't like Lulu at all.
I'm not a Lulu fan now either.
I used to be, but then she just turned on everybody, like, just for Dante. Like, she act like, bashes, like, Sonny, like, he ain't nothing. And she used to be all over, not over Sonny, but, you know, she used to be cool with Sonny. She used to be friends with him. And now
she's like,
Sonny's not a good person, and he should have shot at some. Like, I mean, she's just fake. Like, she turned fake really fast. Like, she was friends with everybody.
The thing with Lulu, my problem is, you know, because I'm a big Harvey and Lulu fan, so seeing them fight, I hate it, but the thing is, you know, that was the way, Lulu, that you could have told Carly about Michael without telling Carly. I mean, believe me, I've been in situations where, yeah, you're not supposed to really say a word, but you find a way around it. And you can't, people cannot tell me, oh, you cannot find a word. Sometimes you can find things around it.
But she didn't know where Michael was. How can she tell Carly where he was when she didn't even know after he left the penthouse?
Okay, but after the fact, after she knew, she could reach for the phone and say, I know where Michael is. I mean, that's just, oh, we
have
another
call. That was
way
after Lucky got him. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I never liked Lulu. I just don't care.
Oh.
So how was that Emmy-worthy performance? Did everybody like our performance? I just got a silent. The room got silent. Is everybody okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Carly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. As soon as I said that, I silenced the room for a second.
Yeah, you did. I was like...
Wait.
You know what? I was really nervous to do that. I did not want to do it. But we've been planning something like that for a long time, so...
You have?
Yes.
I was so scared. I was looking like, oh, my God, what happened? It was just like, oh, my gosh, it was like, oh, yeah, I'm the co-host. And I'm just like, uh-oh. I'm like, I hope they talk about it when we get off the show.
Well, we were trying to do something just to make it, like, more fun, something that we've never done before. I don't know. We were just trying to pull something off. We kept wanting to do something like that, but we were both getting chicken, so.
Brenda, did you buy it?
I didn't care either way. That's your guys' business, not mine.
Oh, my God.
I bought it. I was just thinking that y'all was going
to... Anyway. I got enough drama in my own life. I don't need drama in anybody else's.
I believe that. I was just thinking that y'all was going to solve it after the show.
The mediator, huh?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's that's something that I don't get mad at people in real life. I don't really have a meme on my body, you know. But Bridget said, I have too much drama in my life too to really create drama with friends, you know. So.
Well, yeah, and Terry and I, we get along too. We understand each other more than a lot of people would, and so yeah. Oh, by the way, you need to play back the first couple of minutes of the show because I was very funny tonight. I was on the air for 23 minutes.
I was sitting here in my room kind of preparing what I was going to say, but I didn't even know. I kept texting you, like, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm kind of chickening out, you know. And I'm like, do you still want to do this?
Yes, I did. I just... Okay, everyone in the room, tell me if you, believe that. Oh, Tessa 13 goes, yeah, but without hopefully offending anyone, although a lot of the doctors on soaps are pretty one or two note, Yeah,
Dante is one of the few that will be able to have a career outside of soaps, but that does mean that I think that any one of the people playing there, these characters are mean, bad people. Not necessarily true, Tessa. Have you met Chemo yet?
Yes. Have you met Chemo yet?
Seriously, when you meet her, form your own opinion, but I think she's the biggest bitch and
Did you meet her, Bridget?
No, but I've seen her. I've watched how she acts.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Is Shirley? Is Shirley here?
No.
Oh.
No. Lizzie and I were.
Shirley missed her.
I know.
She would have had something to say. What happened, you guys?
Hey, Bridget, did you watch True Blood last night?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God, that show. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that is, like, getting better.
I can't wait for this Sunday. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I was like, well, it's getting closer. I like the werewolf,
They have
though.
The episodes right up after they air them. So I got to watch it last night.
The episodes?
I watched it on Cast TV.
What is it called?
Can you just go online to do that?
Online, yeah. It's free.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Who's Kimo?
What is it called? Cast TV?
Yeah, Cast. CAST TV.
Oh, Cast TV. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, because sometimes sometimes I like to watch old episodes of True Blood, and I had a hard time finding where to go look on the computer, and I kept going to these websites where you have to, in order to watch it free, you have to fill out a survey or something or whatever, and I didn't want to have to do that, so. You know, hello? It's just so quiet.
Yeah.
Oh. Elizabeth Spann,
yeah,
thank you.
I've seen so far that's got good quality video. And it's free.
Oh.
You don't have to worry about that.
Okay,
and did you guys hear that?
Huh?
Did you guys hear that Hulu or whatever? You know that site that you can watch stuff. They're gonna be making people pay for it now.
It's not on now because I've watched a couple things, but
I think in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I don't care for Hulu either.
I don't really watch Hulu, but sometimes I go on there to watch. I've been on Netflix a lot lately, and Carly knows. I found there's this one show they've kind of not renewed it for a third season called Legends of the Seeker, and I always meant to watch it when it was this ABC show, like it was on ABC like on Saturday or Sunday or whatever, and I always meant to watch it but I never did. And then, for some reason, I was on Netflix, and I saw that they have the two seasons on there, so I checked it out. It's, like, really good. I'm like, I love the love story between the two characters. The guy, the boy's cute in it, or the guy, whatever. No, the guy is cute in it. I've just been, like, on a Lord of the Seeker, or Legend of the Seeker kick.
Legend of the Seeker.
And they're not renewing it. They didn't renew it for a third season. And I watched.
They didn't.
No.
I love that show.
I know. And I watched the season finale of this episode of the second season, and it was so cute. It was so good.
Yeah.
They can be together, but we're not going to have. They're trying to fight it. There's a big campaign going on. You know.
I hope they win because I love that show.
Because what happened? I guess the distributor or something who distributes the show decided not to renew it or whatever, and so they've been campaigning to find a new home for it. And I think people are donating money and they're buying like DVDs to give to libraries, so that way they could get a following that way. People could go to the library and rent it or whatever. And
yeah, because they still show it on the CW network.
Oh, they have it on the CW network, really?
Yeah, they show all the old episodes. Yeah.
I watched the first season like on Saturday, and I was watching. I didn't go to bed till like 7 in the morning on Sunday morning because it was so good.
It's an addictive show. I love it.
It's like really. I hated the fact that they couldn't be together. They loved each other so much, but they couldn't be together, you know, and everything. And every time they did get together, they weren't themselves.
Oh, you guys, hold on. We have another call.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Ryan from Baltimore.
Hey, Ryan, what can we help you with?
I was just listening on the show. Actually, I might have accidentally pressed the caller cue button, but while I have you on the air, I don't know if you guys are fans of Young and the Restless or not.
I watch.
Now, I'm a regular guy. I got a wife and family, but I get into these daytime shows because it's like I work night shift. But I'm not gay or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Great dude. I'm a construction worker, actually. But I was just wondering, what do you think if you guys watch Young and the Restless, now that...
Yeah, all of us do.
Okay. None of you watch Young and the Restless?
No, all of us. All of us watch it.
Okay, all of you do. Okay. Now, do you think Nick is going to get back with Sharon? And what do you think the dynamic...
No.
How that,
you know what? If that happens, I will throw a fit because I'm sorry, but we saw Nick and Sharon for the last 12, 13 years. That story has been done up and down, and Nick needs to be
with Nick. Just like Nikki and Victor.
They go around in circles.
They'll always have their eternal bond because of their dead daughter.
Sharon will always be in Nicole's life. Always.
Yeah, and I used to not be a fan of Phyllis. Used to be an evil character, and then I've really started to side with her in the past few years. It's amazing what they've done to her character.
I'm a total Phyllis fan, and I mean, I wasn't when she was a badass, but now that she's a really nice person, you know,
exactly.
That break
well,
up. She'll
still be a
Lauren.
Badass, too, though.
Well, Lauren,
Lauren's
character used to be a badass too back when she first started. Now she's also taking on that role as well.
Yeah.
It's funny how they change the dynamic of the characters, but they still stay the same, you know.
Yeah.
But thanks for taking my call. I just want to get your wisdom, your advice on that.
Yeah,
and I enjoy your show. Thanks for having me on.
But call us back. I mean, because I think this whole Nick and Phyllis and Sharon thing will be this summer's thing because, you know, they need to resolve it. Either resolve it or send Sharon back with Adam. I mean, Adam and the psycho Sharon need to be.
My only other question was, why have they never taken Bold and the Beautiful and made it a full hour show. That's my only
goal.
I
know, isn't that funny? They've
yeah.
been a half an hour since they started.
I
you know
give up prices. I'll give up Prices Right for a full hour of.
I know.
Yeah, me too. Who did you like on Prices Right? I mean, Bold and the Beautiful. Who did you like on Bold and the Beautiful? What?
Thorne and Ridge, you know, the Foresters have always been a stand-up family, you know, so I've always more sided with the Foresters. But they do the same dynamic back and forth, the families always struggling for the businesses while the kids are caught in a web of intermarriage. It's just, actually, if the show could be longer, I believe they could expand on the characters a little bit better and have a more in-depth show. That's just
that
my
is
opinion.
True. I think they'd have more time to explore things.
Yeah,
too.
To develop characters, you know. I've always been a big fan of Eric, you know, the headmaster. I used to watch One Life to Live too. The Buchanans, like he was their Asa Buchanan, you know.
Yep.
He was the man, you know. You always have that one unquestionable male figure, that, you know, the Victor Newman, the guy who puts his fist down. But thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy the show.
Call back in.
Nice night. Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, that was nice. I love that. I'm sorry. That was kind of fun and new and whatever. But I just want to say that with this whole B&B mess, I want to kill Steffi and Stephanie. I'm on Team Logan. And my co-host is on Team Logan, too. And we are never like Steffi and Stephanie because... Yeah, they need
yeah,
to
I
go.
Just, like, I just feel like this whole Brooke and Oliver and Hope, I think it's too obvious. It's just too, it was too soon to, we're, I don't know. It's just, I don't think, I don't know. It's just like, wait, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess it's just soon to judge that it was Brooke that slept with Oliver.
Yes,
I think that there's a big twist at the end of something because she wouldn't... I just don't like the way the writers are writing it right now, having her do this all over again, sleeping with her, her daughter's husband or fiance or boyfriend or whatever, you know, and even though she didn't know it was Oliver, still, they're making her look bad, and I don't like that. I mean, in the bad in the sense that she's her old ways again, and I never thought she was a slut or a whore on the show.
No, me either.
She just couldn't have Ridge, and she just didn't know any other way. She just couldn't have him. She just was was having other men. I mean, I don't call her a slut or a whore or anything.
See,
I
would be really, really happy if there was a boat, and the boat exploded with Steffi and Stephanie from B&B,
I mean,
Sharon from Y&R, and Sam from General Hospital, and EJ from Day to Live Our Life. And Miss Lawrence from One Life to Live, and it blew up.
Well, the thing, though, with Nick and Sharon don't want no part of him. Nick's the one that can't seem to let go, though, Carly, because he's always thinks he's got to protect her, and he doesn't.
See,
he's always got to insinuate himself into her life because he thinks she can't handle it. Shit, she's been to see Adam 3 times, and she hasn't fallen apart yet, so I got to give the girl kudos for that.
Right, exactly.
I also got to give Phyllis kudos for not having, for
I know.
Not putting up with it anymore.
Sharon
because
has not
I would hate to be in a marriage.
To get Nick back.
I would hate to be in a marriage where I'm in the on like the third wheel. I mean, even though Nick doesn't seem to think that way, he doesn't seem he's putting Phyllis in that way, but, you know, and Phyllis has been trying to tell him. You know, that she's just tired of it. And I don't blame her for getting her hoops bought back or whatever you want to say.
No, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but what I, you know, been reading about it and reading recaps, and I was waiting for Phyllis to finally just give in and just get out of there and just turn it back on Nick. Maybe then he'll finally realize what he's missing and sweet.
And I loved what she said. I've been the good wife for months. I stood by you at that stupid press conference today. And, you know, and when she sat down,
her scene was so good today. I actually, like, I'm not, like, a big fan of, like, Phyllis anything, but I actually like Phyllis as a person, like as her character, like that.
Yeah.
She was good today. Her scene was really good today. She was really good.
Yeah, I never liked Phyllis either. Like in the beginning, I hated her because she was always going after. Was it Lauren? She was going after, or I don't remember exactly. She was this bad girl, and I didn't like her. No, it was Danny. She was going after Chris. You know, Danny and everything, and Christine, right? Cricket. She was kind of in that storyline, right? And I just, but I guess I just fell in love with her when we get involved with Nick's storyline and her son and everything.
Yeah, Bridget, you do make a good point. It's not.
And also, Sharon and Nick still have unfinished business because when their daughter died, that's when he and Phyllis hooked up. They still have unfinished business from that.
Well, I thought they finished their business when they got back together, when they were getting together. He left, he was leaving Phyllis and everything, and at least this time, Phyllis has left him. She's not going to wait till that happens again.
Again,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. So she's protecting herself.
Nick plays this. He thinks he's the savior of her, and he's not. She's trying to get her own independence back, trying to get her life back, and he just doesn't want to let her do it. He thinks in his mind that she's weak, and she's not. So laying it all on Sharon is not technically the right way to go.
I think that's what Phyllis was trying to get through Nick. You keep going back to her. She needs to be on her own. She needs to learn how to not depend on you so much. And I remember I was telling Carly one day when Nick came and left Phyllis, and Phyllis and him were arguing is when they broke up, and he had asked her, why are you leaving me or something? And he's like, well, me and Sharon have a past. We have a history. We have 10 years. We have a child together and everything. And then Phyllis goes, that's it? You're going to compare what we have to your history? And I thought what she was saying was really good because he was comparing, and there's not really any comparison. That was his life in the past, and then, you know, I don't know. I loved Michelle Stafford's lines in that scene. I think it was like an 08 when she had those, but I love Michelle Stafford. I think she's a really good actress.
I liked her better when she was with Jack.
I did too.
I never was a Jack and Phyllis fan, so I never really watched Young and the Restless back in those days. I mean, it was
Elizabeth fan. Yes, he is. To me, Book in the Hole. Hell, see. Okay, you know what? She is not. Okay,
Who said that?
Oh, Elizabeth!
If anything, Steffi's the one. She was going to sleep with Bill to get that company back, and I don't think Brooke would have ever done anything like that.
No,
did she ever do anything like that? I think because she couldn't have Ridge, and she was just, you know, she just was trying to find.
But when you want to compare Sam to Brooke, wait a moment. Sam, the baby kidnapper slut, Tram married 5 times, slept with almost every guy in that town but Nicholas because they are related. And you want to compare Sam from ZH with Brooke? No, people.
The funny thing is that Brooke was in Ridge's life way before Taylor was. So if anybody stole Ridge, it was Taylor. And
Taylor
knew that Ridge was in that Ridge was in love with Brooke and vice versa. And she even saw the letter that Caroline on her deathbed wrote to Ridge saying that Caroline wanted wanted them to be together when she
died. Yeah, okay, yeah.
They, so they
and
that was their destiny. They were like, that was why I just, I've been watching Bone, I watched Bone and Beauty from the very first episode
yeah,
it came
well,
on and off. And I fell in love with Brick and Ridge, but then, you know, I liked the trying with Caroline Brick and Ridge, and then yeah. I just loved that love story there. And then mm-hmm. when she died, she was, it was too late for them. She was with Eric and got pregnant, and then Taylor comes in. She comes in the picture like 2 years later, and she is a doctor. She's getting too involved. She was getting too involved with Ridge. She was crossing that line between doctor and patient.
Oh, okay. And then as a fan, if we want to go with Taylor, what about Taylor seducing Rick Book's own son to get back at Book? Oh, that didn't go sick right there. Okay, Book and her baby sister have both separate businessmen. Oh my God, call the police. Someone actually slept with all the law. You know what? No one said that about Eric. First of all, Eric slept with Book and the mom, but no one's going to call out the guys on it. No, you want to call out Book, and I'm so sick of it. Had a lot to do with Taylor.
What was that? I'm not on the blog talk, but
okay, it had nothing to do with Taylor. That's about Book. Oh, just like Sam, she said with her stepdaddy.
Well, in my opinion, I just feel like Ridge and Brooke were the Dustin couple, in my opinion, and she just lost her way. I think Brooke had just lost her way.
Yeah, I agree with
you. In my opinion, she just lost her way, and her, and you know, and Brooke, Ridge and her were married, even though Taylor was presumed dead. They got married and everything, and then Bridge found out that, or no, Taylor came back, and when she was pregnant with Thomas, and Ridge and Brooke were together, and Brooke knew about Thomas, and she was afraid to tell Ridge because he was going to leave her, and then when Ridge found out that was his baby, he totally, I understood that he had his family now with Taylor, and he had his baby, but he totally just left Brooke, and even though he loved her, he left her, and Rick and Bridget were so devastated, and that's why I think Rick had a lot of resentment towards
Jake's
character at the time was playing Rick, and I just I didn't like that. So basically, Taylor stole Ridge too, you know, so. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, when we go comparing Sam McCall of General Hospital with any other character in daytime, Book has never kidnapped or fired. But Taylor has seduced Book's kid. But it's okay because Taylor is supposed to be a saint, right? Taylor is some saintly person.
Yeah, he slept with James back in the day.
Yep,
Taylor never told Ridge about it, and so everybody thought that Taylor was a saint for not,
yep.
you know, for being this perfect person. I mean, that's what broke them up in 06, right, Carly? They broke up, and
yep.
And when Ridge found that out, he was really upset. Well, he could have forgiven her for James, but what he was really pissed off about was that she was a hypocrite. Because here she is having sex with James, and they're calling Brooke every name in the book, you know.
Okay, where this is crap. Now Brooke is still hopeful what she did to her doll. Okay, Elizabeth,
okay, wait a minute.
Where's that?
We don't know for sure now. There could be a twist to this.
No. She's talking about the whole Deacon thing.
Oh, the Deacon thing. Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't really watching it back then, so I don't
and you know what? It was hurtful, but I don't think she did it on purpose. Okay, like how Bridget said with Owen recently.
And, you know, it's funny. We're going on the Bold and Beautiful route tonight, but
I know. Also, because Brooke made Killian call. They are not talking about Taylor. This Taylor is crap, and then they saw Book of her. Oh my God. Okay, you know what? When it comes to people, wishing with all hope, who is going on now? You know what? We don't know if this whole thing is what's said in Motion with Book. Saint Steffi had a lot to do with it. So if you, you know.
Because I'm thinking that there's got to, even the writer,
yeah.
Bill, was it Bill Bell, right?
Yeah.
He even doesn't even know if it's going to be Brooke. He might,
yes.
There might be a twist to this, a
yes.
really, really big twist. And I have a feeling Steffi's got her whole hand in this.
Along with her wishy, ugly grandmother.
Yeah, and I don't like how she totally got, and she used this over Brooke's head, and that's why Brooke.
Oh, but when Steffi got the company back, oh, see, this thing, what, she slept with Bill and got the company.
She would have slept with Bill. Now,
yeah, well, she
would have slept. Anything like
and
that.
You know what, I'm praying that Bill goes in there, gets the company away from the Foresters, and screws Stephanie and her little stupid granddaughter.
He's almost there. Today he got a comeuppance with Stephanie.
Yep. I love Stephanie. We're Elizabeth Band. I can never. Stephanie is the reason why you give villains a really bad name, because that's what she is. She's a villain. She had not stopped it.
And one thing about Stephanie I never liked, she's too involved in Ridge's life. Let him make his own mistakes instead of her. And you know what Stephanie did? She hired somebody to go after Brooke. And Brooke got raped. That was Stephanie had a lot to do with that.
Oh, yeah, but remember, Terry, the Foresters are saintly, and
you know, the funny thing is that they're not true Foresters. Foster and, Steffi Forrester and Thomas Forrester and Rich Forrester are not true Foresters. If anyone is the company, it's Rick, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, Rick and Rich, they're the ones they're the blood. So, you know, Steffi thinks that she deserves the company. She's not even a true blood Forrester. I think people are forgetting that, too. So she doesn't have any right to it either. But, you know, anyway.
So, yeah, sweetie, we've never gone on a B&B rant like this.
No, I just feel like I need to defend Brooke a little bit, and
I know, I'm glad
that people realize that Ridge is not a Forrester by blood. That was come out like, I don't know when did that come out? A few years ago. So if anybody has a right to the Forrester company, it's Thorn, Felicia, Bridget, Rick.
Oh, and look, there's another look that Crazy Sheila got pregnant,
I don't know. I've just been watching Bold and Beautiful for so long. I was always a big Bridge fan. I don't care how people, you know, they're gonna call her names, whatever. I still love Brooke. I always loved them together.
So you have tuned in today.
Brooke just lost her way.
Yep.
She couldn't have. Rich, she lost him a lot. She lost him so many times. She just loved him so much, you know, and she couldn't have him. She even let him go, too, at one point.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny. You and I fake a fight, and then thank God you came on. Because I don't want to be alone on this B&B thing. I need backup with. Okay, let's talk about something.
Let's see. One Life to Live. I'm loving this Taya and Danny and Todd thing. I'm loving that.
Oh, God.
The fact
oh,
that
God.
Knows.
Okay. Elizabeth, that's fine, Harry. But don't flip out when folks see books at the sink. Well, you know what, Elizabeth Van? You might be the only one that does.
What was
because
that? I didn't hear that. What was that?
She goes, that's fine, Terry, but don't flip out when folks see Brooke at the sink. Like, how they.
As a saint? Don't flip out when
saint.
They see Brooke as a saint?
No, what they call Sam.
Well, you know, I don't care because I still. I never. I don't think she's a saint. I never said that she was a saint. I don't think that she is. Nobody's perfect, you know.
But Brooke doesn't go kidnapping kids in the park.
Yeah, I mean, Brooke. She's never went out and intentionally hurt anybody.
Yeah, she had never
intentionally. Stephanie is the one that's intentionally.
Oh my God,
hurt.
Yeah.
Brooke got raped, and it was all. Stephanie had her hand in that.
And faking a heart attack.
How low could have Stephanie gone? And Brooke and Brooke were really happy. And they just had a baby together, and that was a low blow for Stephanie to fake a heart attack.
Yes, I mean, I'm sorry, but...
Brooke knew. She could see through Stephanie, and she tried to get Ridge to see the light, but he wouldn't see it. He was so into wanting to please his mother. So Ridge, I was hating him with that storyline. And Taylor actually knew. I think she realized that Stephanie was faking it, right, Carly? Right?
Yep.
And she was playing along with it.
Yep.
And St. Taylor was playing along with that, you know? So.
Oh, wow. Did you know we have a trip? You and I have a trip. I guess.
Well, thanks. That's a nice compliment. Okay. Well, I'm just passionate
Let's change it to another show. Tell you talk. We're all just on by ourselves.
Okay. Where's cheerleader, man? She's on vacation, I think. Sorry, people.
No.
I know we kind of went on a rant with Bold and Beautiful, but it's okay. We all have our little rants we have to go through. Even in life, you know, we rant about our life, but, you know. I had a little bit of drama this weekend with my sister here. Well, not me, but, you know, so.
Well. You guys, guess what's happening in 2 weeks and 2 days from now?
I don't even know what's happening.
I don't even know what day that is.
Okay. Okay.
In 2 weeks and 2 days from now, we just might have a very funny show if we get drunk. You know?
Yeah.
Get drunk?
I'm going to see her in on the 28th, and we're deciding if we should have a show where we both get drunk.
But you guys, I don't think we will have a show on the 28th because I don't think we will get home from the airport in time. But we will have a show probably on that Monday or Wednesday night. We don't know which one yet, and. And everyone, we will be playing a little drinking game. Anyone that says Sam, whoever says Sam in the matter, whoever misses Sam, that's when we drink.
Y'all drink? Y'all gonna drink every time somebody's on the show?
See, this is the first time hearing about the drink, you know, every time we mention Sam to drink, but... You know,
Just when
we're on the air, like however time Sam is mentioned on the air, we'll drink a glass of wine or a sip of wine or something.
I'm gonna drink some apple juice. That's what I'm gonna drink. I can't. So I'm gonna drink water or something.
You know what?
That's gonna be a fun
game. Speaking of that character, I am so sick. I'm just so sick of even reading about Sam and Jason
You know what? Sam and Jason will be done.
I just don't get it. I honestly don't get why they're pushing this any further.
Why do writers think
that they have this great couple?
No, the writing on the wall, especially with today, the writing on the wall.
There was a video that Liz and Liaison had. It was a song called Call Me, and I put it in my queue. I saved it in my YouTube queue or something like that, and I went to go find it, and they took it off. Or you could play it, but due to copyright issues, they mute it. And I went to check out to see if Sam and Jason had that, and they have it.
Oh,
And I'm like thinking, that is not fair. That was a really, really good song for Liz and Jay. So I
report them.
Huh?
Report them. You can report them.
And I went to go, and I'm like, wait a minute. How come they have that song and it's not copyright issue, yet Liz and Jason don't have the song? I don't know if they took it off there or if it's just muted. I forgot. But I went to go play it, and it was totally not even playing with the sound. I was, like, pissed off. I'm like, shoot, man. And Sam and Jason have that song really upset me.
Okay. Oh, that's what I was going to bring up. I don't know if I brought this up last time, but do you know the Sam and Jason song? Dad thought our fight was real, too, by the way, Terry.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
I think that was the whole purpose. I was really nervous. I thought I was going to just give in and start cracking up laughing. That's why I was really quick. When I came on really quick and I hung up, because I almost was going to giggle. And I'm like, bah. And, oh, gosh. And so, and then I waited to call. I kept texting her, when is a good time to call? When do you want me to call in? When do you want me to call in? To let it sink in a little bit. But, yeah, okay. I'm glad people thought it was real.
I did. I was just like, oh, y'all talk after the show every time. So I was just going to wait, like.
Oh, my God.
Did any of you see the What If episodes?
I haven't really seen it.
I liked the Ryan and Carly. That one was funny.
Yeah, my good question, though. I think they're going to be continuing them.
Yeah, I think they are, too.
Yeah, okay.
See, why can't they do that with Liz? If we can't have Liz and Jason on there, they should just do What If with them on the...
Okay.
I know.
I mean, we will be getting laid on. Becky's coming back early from her maternity leave.
Didn't you tell me that Vanessa Marcel, there's like a feud going on between them two or something, like a backstage feud or something. Weren't you telling me that today?
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe I overheard it or read it somewhere.
Between who, Vanessa and Kelly Monaco?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they said that if Vanessa leaves, if Vanessa comes back, that Sam said she was, Kelly Monaco said she was going to leave or something like that.
Couldn't be soon enough for me.
I know, I don't care.
When she's not on, the show is actually watchable.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she gets on there, she was clingy as hell on Jason today. Oh, my God, I was about ready to bitch slap her through the
screen. I swear. She was like, I love you.
Omission about Sunny planting that bomb, I'm like, yeah.
I know.
Relationship is rock solid, you skank.
Because didn't that it was like, the five brothers or whatever, like, didn't Jason tell Sam it was someone else, like, not the five brothers, but, like, he but Jason blamed someone else for that car bombing. But I don't remember who he said it was.
I just remember him saying them Lopez brothers or whoever they was.
Okay, thank you, Tilly. Is everyone, Talia, are you done with the heat wave back there, or did you ever get it?
Do what?
The heat wave. Yeah, well, because
just to remind you guys, ABC.com has the webisodes on.
Wow.
So the
first ones
are this week. Yep. Yep, they started today.
I'm like really tired. I gotta start going to bed early, but you know.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah, I know. That's easier said than done with me.
Yeah, I know. Rebecca Hurst is across on and off the screen. Absolutely love her. Did you guys know? And you probably do because this was like 15 years ago. But she was on an episode of 90210.
I watched that one.
Who was?
Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
She was like the daughter, and they was going to buy a house or some apartment.
It's on YouTube, I think. If you go on YouTube, I think you could find that on YouTube, too.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah, okay. I could swear. Okay, Sam had never been on the campus the same time as BM. I don't think because chemo came after. Came after Vanessa Mosso left, correct? And
what was that? She came on, Vanessa Mosso had left, and then in 03, Kelly Monaco came on. I remember that. Kelly Monaco won the Emmy, not Kelly Monaco. Vanessa Mosso
won the Emmy. I was just
going to
say she won an Emmy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah. So, I'm confusing them now. Yeah. Vanessa Mosso won the Emmy in 03, but she was, I think it was a short stint, right? She was on for like 9 months or something, right?
She was supposed to be on for a year. And then she got out of her contract 3 months early because I think that's when Las Vegas happened.
I liked her. And you know what? And it's a funny thing is that she put a character named Sam on Las Vegas.
I know.
Yeah, so I wonder how the dynamic's going to be when Vanessa does come on the show and how Sam, you know, I wonder because...
I don't think...
was the original person that was involved with Jace. You know, she had the storylines with them. And when Vanessa left, Kelly Monaco comes in and takes over kind of takes over, per se, you know, of being involved.
Elizabeth, Vanessa left in March, chemo came that fall of that year. You know what? I blame Kelly Monaco for messing up PC. I think she either, no, I mean, I'm kidding you guys, but.
Oh, PC, you're talking about PC?
The whole vampire bullshit.
You know what? I'll say this, I've said it before, but I liked her on Port Charles. I was a fan of her in Port Charles.
Yeah, I liked her on that show. That show was really good. I liked it, that show. She was good on that. She was just so sweet and innocent.
Michael Easton's character, the vampire, I liked that. And then
I liked it
too. So I was, like, loving that story. But then when the show ended and then when I found out that she was coming to Jonah Hospital, I thought, oh, they're going to bring over Olivia or Livy.
We were gone. You know,
it's a totally new character, you know.
You know what? I wonder if they got Zahn Lindstrom back. I was thinking about this the other day. I wonder if they could have secured Zahn Lindstrom and then Hilly to come back on Z8. I bet they would have won with the Olivia character over to Zeno Hospital because Kevin, Olivia was Kevin Dahl. So I always thought if they secured Zahn Lindstrom and then Hearing, I always thought maybe they would have rolled out and not gotten...
And, you know, I miss the way, when we talk about these characters from back then, I miss the way General Hospital used to be. And, you know, and I think that's what I'm really pissed off with. I used to look forward to coming home and watching it on my VCR.
Yeah.
And it's not that great anymore. And the only way that I can get it is if I go on YouTube and be nostalgic and watch them on YouTube or something. Even when I watch videos of, like, Liz and Jason and, you know, back in the day, because I love how the fans put them together, you know, from when they first met and they make, you know, they have their song that they're going to put the scenes with. And I'm, like, thinking, that is what love is all about on a soap opera.
It is.
Just watching them on a video with the music video, their scenes... just makes me, like, cry. I feel like
it makes me melt. I just be so happy and stuff.
And I'm, like, thinking, I wish we could just send one of these wicked videos.
Yeah.
Like, a really good video and send it off through the mail or copy it on something. And
I know. And they play it, like, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
That'd be so freaking cool.
That, and people, I know the fans of the other couple think, oh, there's nothing between, there's no chemistry. They're like, wow,
but
you
it's the point that, to me, it's the point that Jason and Sam already had their chance. I don't care how it ended, how bad it ended, they had their chances. It's just not fair. I understand, like, that the Jason fans want Jason and Sam, but I mean, like, at least you guys got Jason and Sam. Y'all had it before.
You guys,
I know.
They got them.
That we, that people think, seem to think that Sam was there before Liz or whatever.
Yeah,
but no.
No, that's a no, though.
Like, wait, I don't know where these people are getting their history from.
Yeah, and
right.
And that is so refreshing to me because you're young.
You must have done your history on the show. You must have went back and watched videos on YouTube or something of their relation, of their story, right? Of Liz and Jason.
When they were younger, but not when they got, like, to the point where she...
When did you start watching them and fell in love with them? 06, was it?
It was 6 or 7, I think.
Okay, so you... And you're like one of these young people that I love the other couple, and you can see what kind of a love, what kind of chemistry that Liz and Jason have compared to Sam and Jason. There's no comparison.
To me, when it comes to them, they're like, to me, they can be like friends when it comes to like business or like that, when it comes to like maybe going after somebody, maybe, but like when it comes to like relationship wise, they look like two boys hanging out. Like, Sam's like a dude, and that's like his best friend, his buddy. Like, to me, it is. I don't care. Like, Elizabeth's like a woman, she's a girl. She's
I've
a
tried
woman.
To play devil's advocate by watching. I've tried to see what people seem to like in that couple.
Mm.
I can't. Maybe back when they first met each other, maybe. But I don't. That kind of went out the door. Maybe sooner than later. But
I'm
looking at them. I'm like thinking, what the heck? There is nothing there ever. There's nothing that is compared to what Liz and Jason have. They have the history. They have the I don't know. I can't even put in words.
Exactly. You can't put it in words. It's like seeing, all you got to do is look at them, and they just like, Jason gets all like, he changes. He like not changes in a bad way. He like gets so soft and so.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, it's 2 minutes left, and then we will probably go into overtime. But I wanted to with my...
It's like, you know, at least with primetime shows, you have your couple together. People, like the producers and the right. Maybe that's probably why I'm on these kicks for, like, primetime shows.
Okay, Terry?
Yes?
I was just announcing something really quick.
Okay, sorry.
But we have 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute.
No, okay, 1 minute to go, but no. Thank you, guys, for all calling, all listening to the Really, Really Crazy. I just wanted to wish my parents a 40th anniversary. They had their 40th anniversary yesterday. They've been married way too long. I mean, I'm not saying it's like, yeah.
Well, at least your parents got me. Your parents got my parents. My parents were only married for 20 years, and they got divorced.
Well, what about you, Talia?
I don't know. I'm a single mom. I really, and she got a boyfriend, but I don't really, get along with him that well. Yeah. And I don't know my dad, so.
Same thing with one of my nieces. She doesn't know her dad either.
But you guys come back on Wednesday, but we will go in for overtime.
Oh yeah,
and,
it's Monday. I'm thinking it's Wednesday today.
Well, why
I
are
know.
You thinking?
I'm just thinking I don't know. I just thought it was Wednesday. I was going to say, wait a minute, don't you mean Monday?
Because Terry was...
I'm ahead of myself here.
Okay, because Terry wants to have another good, nice weekend of staying up to 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that was totally... I was so into this Lord of the Seeker thing that I totally could not take myself away from it. And Carly was getting upset because I was kind of ignoring her. She knew when I was on watching, and everything. She's like, I hate this. I hate the summer school thing, and now you're on another kick, and you're ignoring me again or something.
I love that you did. Yeah, you're right. Oh, Brother, how long have your mom and dad been married?
Let's see, 55 years.
Oh my God. Wow.
You know, I knew a couple. They were kind of like my grandparents. They were like not really my grandparents, but the only really people that I know that felt like grandparents, because my grandparents were like, you know, I didn't really know.
Far away.
Yeah, they were married for 60 years. They had their I remember going to their 60th wedding anniversary in Arizona, and they died like. I think the husband died a few years later, and then the wife died not months later. I think she just died of a broken heart.
That's how my grandparents died. My grandpa died on my day or two after my 8th grade graduation, and my grandma died the year after my 14th birthday.
Yeah, I think it's just broken heart. They're together most of their life.
Okay, but I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just wondering. But they came to your graduation, right? Because you said
my grandparents came to my 8th grade graduation, but my grandpa had a heart attack and was in the hospital, and he died like a day or so after that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
See, that would be hard. I mean, you know, there's
I was in church when my parents came to get me.
How old was he?
My grandpa died at 75, and my grandma died about close to that. I think they were like a year or two apart. So she was like 76, 77.
Okay.
Yeah. And see, my dad's side, they have heart problems. My dad, he's 70. He'll be 76 tomorrow. And he has an irregular heartbeat. So that's when my grandparents died. So I'm very protective of watching him.
Yeah.
I
know my dad, he's 82. He's perfect physically. He's perfectly healthy, I swear.
Yeah.
We went to a doctor's appointment. His blood work came out all normal. He's low cholesterol. No, nothing out of the ordinary. But mentally, he's not all that well.
Yeah.
And he's stubborn as hell. I can't get him in the shower. Okay, listen to this. Okay, we had to get him in the shower because the next day or that day, I don't know if it was the night before or the day of, but me and my sister, it was the night before, I go, Donna, can you help me get him in the shower? Because you know how he is. And so we usually have him take his clothes off and put some boxers on so that way we could be in there while he has a shower. And so I'm like, Dad, you need to get in the shower. He's like, I don't want to. It's too cold. I don't want to get in the shower. And he rubs his hand. Like when he's really upset, he'll rub his hands. And I'm like, Dad, if you don't get in the shower, you're not going to be going to church in the morning or on a church picnic or whatever I think that they were doing. I'm like, you need to get in the shower. He's like, I don't want to. And I'm like, you have to, Dad, you have to. And so I convinced him to get his clothes off and get in the shower. And so I go out of the house. I come back in, and my sister said, he just put his clothes back on and he was eating a banana. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dad, you're supposed to get in the shower and not put you're supposed to take your clothes off. And he wasn't doing it. And I'm like, Dad, just please get into the shower, take your clothes off, and get in the shower, or else you're not going to be going tomorrow. And then we finally got him in the damn shower, you know, and everything. And then I put some, like, PJs out on the bed. And he was putting putting the old stinky jeans on that he had taken off. I forgot to put them in the hamper right there. And he was putting them. I'm like, no, Dad, you need to put your pajamas on. We're going to bed at night. Or you need to put your PJs on. I'm like, and he's stubborn with when he eats. He won't he'll eat bowl of cereal all the freaking time. I put out, like, food or whatever for him. I'll go to Yoshinoya or something. He'll eat just the meat on top of it and leave the rice or something. And then he says he's not hungry. I'm like, Dad, if you're not hungry, then why are you eating a bowl of cereal if you're not hungry? You need to eat something better than a bowl of cereal. It's like I get so frustrated. It's like I don't even – and then my mom calls me and tells me, he needs to eat. He needs to eat proper food. And I'm like, Mom, we try. Even if you sit him down, he'll get up and walk around all over the place. And I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore. It's like – you know, it's so hard now with his hygiene and making sure he's being fed properly. And we do. At the end of the day, he gets a good meal or whatever. But I guess he's always ate cereal. As long as I could remember, he's always had a bowl of cornflakes at night. So maybe he's just reverting back to, you know, the cereal thing, you know, eating cereal or whatever. So he'll go through cereal like in a day.
Yep.
Or something. Or milk. He'll go through a gallon of milk in like a day or whatever. That's how often he eats cereal. Or maybe in 2 days. I'll have to go out and buy more milk. I'm like, I just bought milk. And then he goes into the bathroom with his tea. He always gets tissue paper, like of toilet paper, and no wonder we run on the toilet paper so fast. He's always using it for tissue paper. It's like, oh my gosh. Whoever would have thought that when I was a little kid, I'd be taking care of my father.
But I think that's what happens. I mean, I think, they end up, you know, when they get by, then we end up taking care of them, and it's...
I think my mom's going to be the opposite way, though. She ain't going to want anybody to take care of her. That's how strong and an independent woman my mom is. She doesn't want... She even told me if she had to do it all over again, she would never have gotten married. She would have left. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
mom.
I know.
So does that mean that you never wanted to have any kids? We wouldn't be here if you wanted to do it all over again.
Well,
I hate
my
when
grandma
say that. That makes me feel like, okay, well then,
put this way, my dad and everyone has like condoned him over the edge forever saying this. He goes, I've only wanted two kids. I've always only wanted two kids. And your mom wanted four kids. You see, guess who, BLM wanted? I'm like, okay, which one of the two do you want? I mean, out of the four.
Which one of the two do you want? The older kids. They came first, so.
Oh, well, that's how I feel.
Well,
I was told by
my sister that my mom only wanted one kid. And maybe it's true because 9 years later, I come along. That is a long time to wait for another child.
Huh? You're the baby of the family, and your sister and you are 14 years apart, right?
My oldest sister is 13, my second sister's 12, and my brother's 7.
Oh, so.
Okay, wow.
And there's miscarriages in between all of us, so.
Okay, yeah, with my grandparents. My grandma had a lot of miscarriages in between, so, and she had a bunch of kids.
And then my grandma says, I should have never got married. I should have just born in the nunnery. And
That makes you feel better. That makes you feel, especially if you're having a really hot, bad day, you want to hear something like that. Okay, that makes you feel a whole lot worse.
Yeah, I go, but Grandma, if you were in the nunnery, none of us would be here.
And she goes,
she goes, well, I never thought of it that way. I'm like, where are you? You know, because the other day she got really upset with my mom because my mom bought the skateboard and went out of garage sale for the grandkids. My grandma sees all this stuff and said, why did you do it? Don't those kids have enough toys? And my mom really got mad at her. And I don't like seeing my mom upset. You know, I could see my dad upset. I'm fine with seeing my mom upset. I don't like it. And I said, Grandma, when we were growing up, you went to garage sales, you went out shopping every day and bought us something. I remember this. She bought us something because we only lived 5 minutes away when we were in Oregon. She would come over and bring us something. And I go, Mom is doing what you taught her to do as a good grandmother. So don't ever make any comments, Grandma, or I'm going to say something else to you that you're not going to like.
That's what I kind of did when my dad was going through when we went to Australia in 06. I knew I shouldn't have taken him. When we came back, he got worse. His mind, he was hallucinating. He was calling my mom all these names in the book like a whore, like a slut. And, you know, he thought when my mom picked us up from the airport a couple days later, he said, Terry, I saw tambourines and stockings in the back seat of the car. I'm like, Dad, there was nothing there. And he would come at 3 a.m. in my room and say, Terry, I'm heartbroken. Your mom is having an affair with my sister's husband at the time, their son-in-law. I'm like, okay, Dad, just go to sleep, please. Nothing is happening between Mom, and even if there was, Dad, it's none of your business or something. And then he said he would call her. He's like, I called your mom, and there was somebody, there was a guy's message on the answer. You know how like, you don't put a message on the machine, there's a male voice on there. He's like, oh, my God, I heard a man's voice. I'm like, Dad, that's just the answering machine. This is going on for every day for 7 months. I didn't know what to do at the time. I'm crying. I'm like yelling. He even wrote a letter, a mean letter to my mom, and he sent it off, but he put his address instead of my mom's address, so it came back. It came back to me, and I'm like, Dad, what is this? What is this letter? And I was reading. He took it out of my hand and he tore it up, but I kept it to keep proof for like the psychiatrist or whatever. When we do go see a psychiatrist or whatever, and he would go to my mom's drunk at her house. And my mom would call me saying, Terry, your dad is over here, like, drunk. I'm like, okay, Mom, I'm so sorry. Let me come over and get him. So I would have to go over and get him. I would come home from school, from classes at school. He'd be on the floor, drunk. One time, I didn't know at the time, I came home, and my dad disappeared off of the bed. And I'm like, and I saw him on the floor. I was like, oh, my God, Mom, my dad's on the floor. I don't know what to do. And she's like, call the ambulance. So I'm calling the ambulance, the fire station or whatever, and my mom called me back. And what it dawned on me that he's probably drunk. And so my mom calls me back, and he's like, Terry, do you think maybe he's drunk? I'm like, yes, Mom, he is, because I just checked. But it was too late to call the ambulance. All these fucking cute guys come into the house, and I felt so humiliated. I go, they're like, you know he's drunk, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know. I figured it out, and it was too late to call you guys. And they're like, he has a dislocated shoulder. What do you want us to do? I'm like, just take him to the emergency room. So I let them take him to the emergency room, and I just left him there. I needed a little break. And I went there maybe a few hours later, and he's ready to come home. He was so drunk. But, I mean, and with all this happening, I would get so tired of him calling my mom's, like, names. I'm like, you know what, Dad? I am, like, really tired of you calling Mom this and that, because when you're calling her that, you're calling me that, because I'm her daughter. So what you're saying to her is hurting me. So please, at the time, I knew he was sick, and I knew he needed help, and I just finally, I don't know why it took me so long to seek help, but I took him to the doctor, because I think it was because the doctor's appointments, we had to make him way in advance. And so I took him to the doctor. I explained to her, I'm like, please, we need help. Is there any way you could refer to a psychiatrist? As soon as we referred him to a psychiatrist, gave him medicine, he was, like, fine. But before that, I would tell him what he would be doing. He's like, I never said anything like that about your mother. I would never say anything like that about your mom. It was all about my mom, too. It was all about her. It was like, we wouldn't talk about anybody else but her. Oh, my gosh. That was a freaking nightmare, man. He was he landed in the emergency room like twice being drunk. I felt so humiliated in the emergency room. I'm like, you know, I'm really sorry. I was apologizing for my dad. I'm like, I'm so sorry for him always showing up here in the emergency room and being drunk on top of that.
Fucking worse.
I used to have to hide his beer, too. I used to have to go search for the beer and put it down the sink. He'd get really mad at me. I did that a lot growing up, though, when I was a kid. So I was a master at it, finding where he hid his beer.
I'm on Talia. Did you fall asleep?
It's so quiet. I think
Did what?
I think I'm going to go now. I'm going to go get into the shower and get ready for bed, because I'm actually really I'm rubbing my eyes right now. So so I'm going to call it a night, and I'm going to call you, Carly, at 11 o'clock, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully I won't fall asleep by the time that time comes, so.
Go take a shower, then you won't.
And if I don't call you, you know I'm probably dead asleep. But you know me. I usually get a second one.
Yes, I know you.
Okay. All right, guys. I'll talk to you Wednesday, right? We're on Monday, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So, you guys, yeah, that was a very interesting show, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
One person that I'm so sick of seeing, and if I see on another, like, any more, like, ET or anything, I think I'm going to
Somewhere, I am so sick of seeing Michael Lohan. He's been on every TV show this week. He's been like on all the media blitzes, about Lindsay, and he has taken over the airwaves.
Well, I'm sorry, but if she does the crime, she does the damn time like anybody else. She is a brat.
But I agree. No, I agree with you. I mean, that's not why I'm complaining.
Just going on all these shows to paint her into a light that she's not is a bunch of shit, too. All he's doing is getting the media for exposure. That's all he's out there for.
Okay, good. Okay, I thought you were going to say, he cares about his daughter. I'm like,
he cares about his daughter like, yeah. All he cares about is the money. It's all about the money.
Yeah, because you know what? I thought about this, and he's going to all of the media outlets, and I'm like, well.
Yeah, Paris Hilton had to endure, poor thing, had to endure jail. Lindsay Lohan could handle going to jail too. Jesus criminy.
I mean, the Paris thing, she did a little complaining.
Martha Stewart, she spent all those months in prison, and she's still back on top doing her show. Mm-hmm. So what's the big flipping difference?
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I read this book, The Moses Best Friend Mode. Wow. Now I don't know whether or not to, from where the best friend was sitting. Wow, like Melissa was hiding money in her best friend's accounts and all of this. And, okay.
Insider trading, that'll screw you up. She's lucky she only got that many months in prison.
Yeah,
she could have been
in
there for a long time.
Yeah, and then I was reading this book that, they were so close, blah, blah, blah. And then when all this went down, Martha made sure her best friend, that she never got zero time, but they have property together, and Martha still paid off one of her lawyer bills. This bill would look good on her tax thing. And I'm thinking, I'm sorry, I 2 years ago, if you were asking, I didn't know if Martha was guilty, but now I think she was.
Yeah.
What
really pisses me off about these celebrities is they think that since they're a celebrity, that they can go above the law. Well, I'm sorry to tell them, but just because you're a bigwig now or you think you are doesn't mean you're still not human and you can't get in trouble and go to jail, too. That's a crock.
Well, it's just like, with the whole O.J. Simpson thing. I'm glad they found him guilty. And sometimes I'm like, did you find him guilty really for what he did back then? Or did you find him guilty for 13 years ago? But I think they found him guilty on both. But the other night I got so sick of seeing Michael Lohan's face. I mean, it's like, come on, enough already. I'm so mad at Lindsay Lohan because she says she will pay $1 million and give the first interview.
Oh, God. See, it's all about the money.
Yeah,
it's attention. They starve for the attention. If they aren't in the spotlight, they got to make something to get them in the spotlight. Look at Mel Gibson, all the shit he's going through with those tapes. I mean, seriously, people.
What did you think about the whole Mel Gibson thing? Because
I think he is messed up in the head.
Yeah, because
I think
he
needs to see a psychiatrist and get his head analyzed because he is messed up.
And you know what I was thinking too? I'm thinking, you are a celebrity, you dumb set. Why are you going to tape whatever you're going to tape? Don't you know it's going to come back and bite you in the butt? It's like, when I was watching Dave's today, Nick. Yeah, Nicole's not always the smallest one in the room, but she had, she had copies of the tape. And I just
Look at Baldwin. Alec Baldwin yelling at his daughter, calling her a stupid whatever, and he got it on tape too. I mean, seriously, people, think about your actions. I mean, gosh, grow up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, you know, and it's the same thing with this whole Kill the Monocle mess. I don't think ABC is liking her anymore, and I don't think they are going to play a whole ball with her anymore.
They'll just send her packing, and I hope they do it sooner rather than later, because she is not worth the time on that show.
Yeah, well, you know what? I found out this weekend I was really kind of sad because I like him on ZH, and, you know, even though he had
Yeah, Mike's
done,
leaving. Yep, Mike's
yeah.
going. Yep.
Yeah, I will.
Well, they only used him here and there. I mean, they look
yeah.
at Bobby. They don't use him. They only in special occasions.
You know what? And you know what? Thinking about it, Mike was in the courtroom with, you know, the whole thing with Michael.
Yeah.
But Bobby wasn't.
I know.
And that's Bobby's grandchild. And I'm thinking, you know, it's just, I'm sorry, but, you know, my biggest regret, one of them, is voting not best for Dancing of the Stars. You know, it's like Terry and I were talking one night, and she goes, yeah, you done that, but I voted stupid Arnold Schwarzenegger in.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she regrets doing that one. And I go, so this is your last week of being free?
I don't know, but I get so sick of watching these celebrities pulling shit and not getting any. They just get a slap on the wrist and a pat on the back and let them do it again.
Well, yeah, and I mean, how many times, normal people don't get those kind of chances. I mean, if you do one DUI up here, you go there for a night. And if you're a celebrity, you probably don't go there that night either. I mean,
She was out and about, out in the town after the damn court hearing. Oh, Lindsay was. So apparently it's not that big of a deal if she's going to jail, if they can let her go play around.
You know, I thought she would, after they said, you have to do X amount of days, I thought they would take her there right then, because that's what they did in the Nick Hogan, you know, they took him right to there, and they did that with Paris. They took her from the moment they said you're going there, and they took her. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, good. No, you're right. By the way, Dallas says, Franco, leave the note, connecting him to Zeke, a singer that gives a clue.
Yeah, it's about that Lumont guy that sings at Jake's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that black dude that they brought on. Yep.
Oh, well, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, we are going to get a couple back, you know, and it feels great.
Well,
that
if we do, Carly, it won't be till when Rebecca comes back from maternity.
Yeah. Oh,
and
but
we don't know
too.
Exactly how long she's going to be gone now, since she's going to be back early. Because wasn't she supposed to initially come back in November from her maternity leave, but she's supposed to come back early?
Okay. From what I'm hearing, she's coming back in, middle of September.
Yeah. So,
you know, I mean, because
I don't think anything's going to go ahead till after she comes back.
Yeah, well, but what I think
It would be pointless to start now with her having the baby and then her leaving all of a sudden. And then her to come back.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, they could get the ball a little rolling by, you know, Jason going and look for her, blah, 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 because, you know, I heard that was, mentioned that, you know, she presumed dead and Jason goes, looks for her. And like Nick does and Jason does, and I'm like, that's a good thought. But no, I mean, I know You know, I thought the other day, I'm like, you know, I wish Becky didn't get pregnant this year. If Becky did not get pregnant, we will have Lays On now.
Well, they got to get rid of the debacle of J-Tank first before they even start getting...
Yeah, but, you know, five people die in August.
Well, I don't know who dies, but I think Olivia's one that's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, and I don't know who the other four...
Well,
I ain't gonna believe Chemo's leaving until I actually see for sure that she's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there hasn't been any word of her resigning so far, so...
Yep, and you know what? They usually resign them early. They always resign... I mean, Steve's contract wasn't due up, but they resigned him.
Yeah.
You know? No, that's why I was going to... You know what? I don't like Franco, and it's so funny because I found out he's going to be in that new Julia Roberts movie. He's playing Love, the new Julia Roberts one. And I'm like, can we get someone else and not James Franco?
I know. I hope they kill him dead this time because it's been a waste of their money.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. It's been a bomb twice. So why are they keeping wasting time and money on this stupid thing?
Yep.
It's pointless.
Yeah, I agree because you know, but I'm enjoying YNL right now and I'm really enjoying Dave's.
You know, if they wanted somebody to come back and mess with Jason's mind, why didn't they bring Alcazar back?
Or Pharrell,
or somebody that...
You know who else? Manny.
Yeah, somebody worth watching. I mean, at least
Alcazar,
they were watchable. I mean...
Well, what happened to Manny?
Oh, he was killed. Remember Jason shot him over General Hospital and he fell to his death?
Okay, because...
Yeah, he stole spam. Yeah.
Well, because
Jason got shot and Elizabeth found him at the bottom and he...
I was trying to remember because Manny Trin or whatever, that father whatever, was at the Metro Coach. You know,
yeah,
and then
the bombing,
And then we never saw that priest, you know, that looked like Manny ever again.
Yeah, because he was stabbed, wasn't he? Didn't he die?
Oh, that's right. But
he was trying to help.
But like you said, bring Manny or bring Alcazar, you know who else they could bring on? Tom. The person that raped Liz, you know, Jason would not let Tom live. But that, I always thought that would be an interesting storyline. If Tom got out of jail, Jason would want to go protect Liz from Tom.
Yeah.
So one storyline that still gets me mad, that Audrey sort of had Liz in therapy. With the rape. What are you going to do tonight? Are you reading a new book?
No, I've been trying to catch up on the fanfics, and then I've been trying to get the house cleaned up before I have to go back to work. Just tinkering around the house.
How long is this summer school for?
Just for 3 weeks. Then I get a two-week break, and then
bad.
School starts. Yeah.
Well, at least you don't have to take your mother to Denver, I mean.
Well, I don't know yet. I know my sisters aren't going to do it because they got their own thing to do. So I don't know. We'll see. I told her I could do it in August if she wanted me to, but we'll see, I guess.
It feels like Denver and Wyoming is like a fall, like a really long cold. I mean, cold-wise, they're cooking your dad. No. But I hope Sully has a good time on Hulu.
I know. Maybe she left early. I don't know.
Well, But the heat wave left Sunday and, oh my God, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, it got 95, 96 here. It was, I mean, I didn't mind, but everyone else around me was waiting for the heat wave to be over because when it got like 97, everyone got too uncomfortable. People were sleeping outside my apartment in the courtyard.
It's been pretty nice here. I mean, toward the afternoon it warms up pretty good, but actually it's been pretty mild. We've been getting lots of rain, more than normal, actually.
Oh, so you didn't get the, you haven't got the 96 degree weather yet?
Not really. It's been staying around the 80s. So actually it's been pretty mild. So we'll see what August brings, because it's usually a hot one.
Well, yeah, and what was I? Yeah, but no, I think this week, I hope Nicole finally tells Sammy. I hope it is. I hope that part doesn't drag on for like 2 years, because I just want Nicole to tell Sammy so bad, like, you know. But I'm enjoying Victor and Maggie. I love when they are on. You know, and now, did you see what Caroline said to Maggie?
I know. Caroline, I tell you what, she's starting to piss me off. She has no room to talk. She kept Victor at arm's length for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that he's a friend, him and Maggie are friends, she's going to be all jealous and shit. And who's her to tell anybody what Victor is? Everybody knows Victor. Maggie knows how Victor is, so why does she need that thrown in her face?
Well, yeah, and what I thought was funny, I almost want Maggie to bring up telling Carolyn, you know what, Carolyn, you're not perfect. You slept with them when you were married to your son.
Yeah,
But I always thought Victor was more good-looking than Sean. I always thought... I could never understand why she picked Sean over Victor. I mean, I can, but I can't. I mean,
her relationship's kind of like Jason and Elizabeth. She picked the safer choice. Sean was safer than Victor was.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I always thought that, you know, when they made Lexi the Abe doll, I always thought when they made Stefano, I always thought that would have been a very interesting storyline if Victor was Lexi doll. Just because, you know, because for a while, Lexi was acting totally demure thing. And I think Abe and her are going to have more problems because of Stefano.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I think. No, I think Abe and Lexi are going to have more problems because of Stefano.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're kind of steering away from them for some reason. They haven't been
much. Yeah, and you know who else had them really be on? Woman.
No, he's only on every once in a great while.
Yeah, I know, but I cannot wait for Bo to find out about Hope.
Well, I want Sammy to find out about EJ because her and Rafe are perfect for each other.
They love
each other just by today's episode, how much they love each other.
Yeah,
they just
need to
get EJ out of the way and they'd be fine.
And you know what, EJ? You know what? I'm seeing some kind of chemistry with EJ and Ariana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, so, oh my God, I can't believe it's 10. Like, today has gone by so fast. It's like, yeah, I went to Target, and Target is evil. Because when you go to... Yeah, Target and Walmart are evil because you see everything for a low price. Then you want more stuff, and I just think Walmart and Target are evil. But no, so yeah, a friend of mine is doing the website for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that will be interesting. Okay, so you're going to go watch TV?
Yeah, I'm catching up on today's stuff, so.
Well, I have to catch up on Army Wife last night.
It was so, oh, next Sunday is going to be a tearjerker. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
Yes. This week's was a pretty good one, too, but it leads to next week's, and, oh, I was heartbroken by the end of last night.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a tearjerker.
Okay, but my next week isn't like the season finale or anything, right?
I don't. It's still more goodbyes because everybody's going to Iraq.
Oh, God.
So all the women except for Joan. Joan's not leaving because she's still going through her rehab. But all the men are leaving to go to Iraq.
God.
Yes, and it is so it's heartbreaking. Except for I don't know about what's her butt's ex, the one that's in the Navy, in the SEALs or special ops. I don't know if he's going over or not. But I know all the Sherwoods are going to be over there. The general's going to be over there. All the men are going to be over there.
Isn't that kind of unsafe, having all the men in Iraq and then something could happen
Well, they wanted them all over there.
Okay.
I don't know.
But no, I love Army Wives. But when they divorced the cop, I mean, now she's the cop and the other guy, that couple wasn't doing it for me. I mean, I'm kind of glad they got divorced.
She gets a little jealous in this last episode.
Okay. But I am going to go watch it.
It's good. It's really good.
Okay, well, call in on Wednesday.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.